for our first speaker, we are so blessed to have with us Father Patrick O'Loughlin. He is the ECYD director in Atlanta. And I asked him to share some thoughts with us on this topic because he's doing an amazing job down there in Atlanta. And I'm excited to hear from him. So, Father, take it away.
Thanks, Christina. Sorry I'm in the car because I was just out and about doing house visits and house blessings and confessions to people. So I didn't quite get back in time like I had planned. But actually, like when you're trying to form a team and motivate people, you really need to have your own motivation for things. And just going around and seeing the families in their homes and just this thirst that these people have for the sacraments, the thirst these people have, you know, to do it right, to form their kids well, it gives you a lot of, you know, it really gives you a lot of motivation and seeing, you know, that's what people need out there. I was just talking to, one of the fathers here too, who said, you know, in this whole situation, a young man came to the house, our community house here, and was talking to him and said, hey, this is pretty much it. I'm ready to end it, right? I've lost all my money and this is it. Convince me not to commit suicide, right? Like there's these real needs that people have. Sometimes we can kind of, I think, look at our youth work and think, well, and just, you know, get a bunch of kids together and get some stuff done and call it a day and have give them a good experience. But these kids really need it. The culture really, really needs it. Society really needs it. So first of all, just that we ourselves are motivated in our own prayer and we go at it every day and we eventually know how to paint that vision for others. So my background is actually, I grew up in ECYD. I was kind of in the, it wasn't Conquest. So in New York, there was a club that was started by a guy named Brian Bisgrove. And his dad, he started a club in Auburn, Syracuse, New York, where I'm from. My older brother was part of that, and I was part of the second one. He eventually got cancer, passed away, and his dad continued the legacy, and then eventually started Conquest. So it's kind of the embryonic Conquest, so to speak. But I always kind of go back to my initial experience as like a real model for teamwork. Or, you know, I was nine. I was calling all the guys. I was in charge of two things. We would divide all the kids up in our club, and the leaders, the core team of which were like the kids, we would call all the other kids up and remind them. So I remember being like a 9-year-old and calling like these 15-year-olds and like really pretty kind of scared, but you know, hey, do you want to come? No, I'm busy. Okay, that's fine. Don't worry about it. But you know, I'd go out there and do it. We all, you know, our core team, we all called all the guys up, and I was also in charge of the treasurer for our club, right? So I kept all the money. 9 years old, my dad taught me how to run an accountant book. And it was great, just that camaraderie we had. So one thing there too, and how to get dad, I mean, one of the ways we engage parents and everyone to get involved is they see the transformation in their boys. And for that is really giving the boys, I'm speaking of boys, but I should speak of girls too, right? Boys and girls, give them the reins, right? Let them kind of run, empower them, paint the vision for them, first of all, right? Show them how they can run with this and make it happen. So I think that's actually really key, really core. My experience here in Atlanta, so I was from ECYD. I never really worked specifically with ECYD as a seminarian for like 13 years, was ordained a priest last year. So I was assigned ECYD director in Atlanta, which was, you know, it's like one of our, at least where there's a lot of legionaries and consecrated and Ringing Christi members. And there's traditionally been a lot of youth work and conquest clubs and challenge in Atlanta. So I was like, well, I don't really know what I'm doing. So first principle is just fake it till you make it, right? So everyone kind of looks to you. And so, yeah, you just do your best and be honest, but give the answers that you think people need. So I kind of just took stock and I realized here in Atlanta, there was very little dad involvement in the boys' work. Traditionally, you know, you'd have events and things, but no dads would really be engaged. It was pretty much all run by the brothers or the fathers who were here. But one of my main things that from the very beginning was, look, you kind of have to work yourself out of a job within 3 years because we have 3-year assignments. We can be renewed, but so I have to work myself out of a job. So 3 years to get a team of dads running this thing. So that's kind of my goal. That's been my goal. And so what did I do? I basically, you just make sure you have a key list lineup of events, really good events that involve dads, so to speak, in different capacities. So that's what I did. We have 2 father and son campouts each year. We have 2 to 4 ECYD retreats each year, which were bringing all the conquest and challenge kids from all the different clubs in the area. And we do, we have the summer camps in the summer, right? We have different programs. So I kind of got those lined up, and then we get dads to help out in the different areas. And really what the events do, especially the father and son campouts, I think Father Gregory is going to talk more about that, so I won't go into it, but it's a great opportunity just to get dads involved. And I would, getting to know, it's a gradual process, but after, you know, a year of seeing the different guys come to the events and benefit from the events, this is also something I saw in South Carolina and Florida as well. So in South Carolina, you know, you see all these guys come to these events, and they go to the director, Greg Andres, up there. And I don't know if Craig's on this call or not, but you know, it's like, Greg, you did a great job, you know, and you're kind of like, yeah, good. It's time for you to step up, buddy, you know? So they get that over time. If you know them for about a year, you can start getting them. That's what I did here in Atlanta. Second time around, I just got out a sheet and said, hey guys, these are all the things I need volunteers for. And, you know, people signed up, you see the benefits of it. And so you have some guys sign up, some guys don't. But then from that list, from the events, then I kind of was able to, you know, get some dads in some different areas, and I started proposing it to them. So events, right? I guess even before that, if you want to take a step back, it's to first of all identify and engage the different pools of dads or kids in your area, right? Dads and moms in your area. So, you know, it could be institutions. It's always helpful to go to institutions too, because if you're just in family groups, then eventually the family groups, the kids grow up and on. And so it's good to really dig your roots into some institutions as well, like schools or parishes. So identify and engage in the pools. You want to get a couple of different players in your clubs from those different groups. Also, try to get some people outside your own friend group, right? Because they have a lot of different ideas. They connect with other people. You're able to network a lot better. So when you say, hey, you know, when you run out of ideas for getting some dad or mom involved in something, you can turn to a person who's involved from a different pool and say, hey, what do you think? Also helps on your team. Just have a real networker. Make sure on your team you have a networker. Someone knows like everyone. Here in Atlanta, Father Martin Connor has been around here for a while. He knows like everybody. So I just kind of say, hey, I kind of need a person for this. What do you think? He's like, hey, have you asked so-and-so? And it might be totally off the mark, but then I ask that person and they say, I can't help, but maybe this other person. So to have a real networker on your team, and or at least someone from the different pools you're engaged in. Then you do the events and you meet the parents of the events and all. After the event, it's really important. You have to have like phone calls to follow up after the events, right? Have some people. For me, I get some moms from the little team of moms who call up after the events, and they call the moms of or the dads of the boys who attended the camp or the camp out or whatever. And they say, how'd it go? And they get some feedback. Why? That just involves the parents. It touches base with the parents a lot more, and they start just having more contact with the facts, getting more involved in the events. Also, something we did here in Atlanta was just creating a newsletter. It was kind of like a formation newsletter for the parents. So we would, it's every other month, and we would base it on the 5 elements of ECYD, which are, you know, in all the youth work, but basically spiritual formation, team life, apostolate, accompaniment, and formation. Those are the 5. So we kind of take each one of those points, and in a bi-monthly newsletter, you explain it through the lenses of integral formation, which is spiritual formation, human formation, apostolic formation, and intellectual formation. So for instance, we took spiritual life or prayer, and we analyzed it through those 4 lenses and sent that out to the parents. So in other words, give the parents something, give them a little something, right? Spread the nets out wide. people who write back and say, hey, that's really good. I like that. Oh, really? You know, they're expressing some interest. Holy Spirit sending them your way. So once you do that, you start getting a feel for the adults who are more interested, right? So then what did I do? You schedule coffees or, you know, individual meetings with them. Say, hey, looking at, you know, you sound kind of interested. The Holy Spirit's kind of put you on my mind. What do you think? This is a role I need. I kind of think it would match. And then they'd say, oh, well, yeah, but my talents really lie in this other area. You know, guys will always say, yeah, my talents lie a little more in administration than like actually getting involved with the boys, my experience. But you're able to kind of work them and really draw their talents out. So usually people will say yes, change a little bit the thought you had about how they might help. That's fine. Eventually, you ask enough people, you start filling up your positions. In those meetings, you really paint the vision, right? Once you get enough people. So I was actually really happy this past couple weeks ago. I had planned to do this a couple months ago, but then COVID hit. But a couple weeks ago, I just organized a Zoom call with my ECYD directive team here in Atlanta. And so I had 7 or 8 people on there. And the way I organized it was, you got somebody for spiritual life for the boys, you know, helping them with their spiritual commitments, you know, getting lives of the saints, inspiring them with all that stuff. If you're doing ECYD Pledge of Friendship ceremonies, then helping coordinate all that. Then I have someone with teams. So someone who really knows how a conquest club works. They can kind of follow up with the club directors and all, kind of coaching them, and then also expanding out. So looking, okay, where are the different places we can expand and assembling that, right? I had someone for apostolate who's really dreaming up the missions for the boys so that they can actually carry out and build up, but giving them the tools they need for that. Accompaniment, someone who is really just overseeing, like, you know, making sure the boys are getting mentored, making sure the team leaders, the high school team leaders, are getting mentored too. And then formation, someone who's kind of point man for all the different events. And then for our events, we each have a director for each of the events, for the Father and Son camp outs, for the ECYD retreats, for the summer camp. But this man on the team was kind of oversee all of that and follow up on that. So, and then we had some 3 people in promotion, in economy and economy development, and just administration and on that side of things. So that's our team. We had it, painted the vision. Everyone's really excited. And now I'm having follow-up meetings with each of them, kind of going over exactly, really nailing down what their role is. So I guess I shouldn't speak too long because Father Gregory is a much better speaker, and I think he's on this call. He has a lot more experience than me. Remember, I'm just faking it till I make it. But those are some ideas for you all.
Father, thank you so much. I love that you reminded us that we should know our why, right? Like what motivates us. And then how you spoke about events. Because, you know, some of us are just getting our Conquest Club going and we're focused on just the club, but to recognize that maybe once a year or however many times you can handle, doing something with the dads or the moms. I love that. And then you're intentionally reaching out one-on-one, that takes tremendous effort. That's amazing. Thank you for that. And, yeah, just great. That took a lot from what you had to say. So thank you.